Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
So, it's going to be the two of us doing the photography project together. I love doing project work, Neil. I'm so excited.
Yes, it sounds fun. I'm just a bit concerned, Jane. To tell you the truth, the previous time I was involved in a project, there was a lot of wasted time. In the end, we had to do all the work in one day.
I know what you mean. The meetings could easily turn into chatting instead of studying and doing any work. We'll just have to decide on a plan before we start so that we can make sure we don't fall behind. That's what we did with Bill for the history project, and it was a piece of cake. Not to mention the high grade.
Yes, I suppose you're right. So what's the next step? Should we think of a title for our work? How about Urban Landscapes? Not bad, huh? It's also a song.
Urban Landscapes. I quite like the sound of it. It might be better, though, to think of a title after we have an actual photograph to match it to. Don't you think so?
I guess we can keep it for now. It won't be difficult to change it later.
OK. So, on Saturday morning, we could go around different parts of the city and explore them with our cameras.
Yes, let's go separately so that we can collect a range of different views and perspectives. I'll focus on buildings and you can focus on people and nature.
Great. Then we can meet after lunch and go through them together and see if we have a suitable one for the project. Then the next day, we can do some photo editing on my sister's computer. I always use it for my photos. She has amazing programs.
OK, that leaves us with Monday and Tuesday to do some writing. Actually, it may be nice to do some research first. You know, find out some things about the history of the place we choose and write something about the area.
Wow, you're good at this. How about we check the internet and make some notes about the city in general? And I can go to the library after school, see if I can find any other resources there to draw some information from.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Some books with some older photos of the same area in the past years?
Yes, that's great. I think the teacher will appreciate some background information, even though she did say it is optional.
Oh, I think it's going to be a success.
Plus, a high mark wouldn't hurt. The maths test didn't go that well yesterday.
What happened? I thought you liked maths.
Well, I do, but I was absent when Mr. Morrison was explaining that unit, so I couldn't keep up with the class afterwards.
I didn't find it very difficult, but to be honest, I asked my sister to help me with some exercises while I was studying. She's really good at maths, you know. She could help you with some extra lessons if you want.
I don't know. I mean, she's great, but I barely know her.
Oh, come on, don't be shy. You've seen her so many times at school. She's top of her class. I'm sure she'd be glad to help.
You reckon? OK, just ask her first and let me know if she manages to find some time for me.
No problem. So, it's going to be the two of us doing the photography project together. I love doing project work, Neil. I'm so excited.
Yes, it sounds fun. I'm just a bit concerned, Jane. To tell you the truth, the previous time I was involved in a project, there was a lot of wasted time. In the end, we had to do all the work in one day.
I know what you mean. The meetings could easily turn into chatting instead of studying and doing any work. We'll just have to decide on a plan before we start so that we can make sure we don't fall behind. That's what we did with Bill for the history project, and it was a piece of cake. Not to mention the high grade.
Yes, I suppose you're right. So what's the next step? Should we think of a title for our work? How about Urban Landscapes? Not bad, huh? It's also a song.
urban landscapes. I quite like the sound of it. It might be better, though, to think of a title after we have an actual photograph to match it to. Don't you think so?
I guess we can keep it for now. It won't be difficult to change it later.
OK. So, on Saturday morning, we could go around different parts of the city and explore them with our cameras.
Yes, let's go separately so that we can collect a range of different views and perspectives. I'll focus on buildings and you can focus on people and nature.
Great. Then we can meet after lunch and go through them together and see if we have a suitable one for the project. Then the next day, we can do some photo editing on my sister's computer. I always use it for my photos. She has amazing programs.
OK, that leaves us with Monday and Tuesday to do some writing. Actually, it may be nice to do some research first. You know, find out some things about the history of the place we choose and write something about the area.
Wow, you're good at this. How about we check the internet and make some notes about the city in general? And I can go to the library after school, see if I can find any other resources there to draw some information from.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Some books with some older photos of the same area in the past years?
Yes, that's great. I think the teacher will appreciate some background information, even though she did say it is optional.
Oh, I think it's going to be a success.
Plus, a high mark wouldn't hurt. The maths test didn't go that well yesterday.
What happened? I thought you liked maths.
Well, I do, but I was absent when Mr. Morrison was explaining that unit, so I couldn't keep up with the class afterwards.
I didn't find it very difficult, but to be honest, I asked my sister to help me with some exercises while I was studying. She's really good at maths, you know. She could help you with some extra lessons if you want.
I don't know. I mean, she's great, but I barely know her.
Oh, come on, don't be shy. You've seen her so many times at school. She's top of her class. I'm sure she'd be glad to help.
You reckon? OK, just ask her first and let me know if she manages to find some time for me.
No problem.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.